Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul Sejong. Sermon 7. The law of the flesh and the law of the spirit. Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 25. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin, except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness, unless the law had said, You shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If, then, I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God, according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Everyone, today we are going to think together about the law of the flesh and the law of the spirit, through the words of Romans chapter 7, verses 7 to 25. There is something that actually exists even for a person who has received the removal of sin. That is the flesh. Because we are still living on this earth clothed in the flesh, there are thoughts of the flesh. However, at the same time, the Holy Spirit is in our hearts. The Spirit of God is in the person who has received the removal of sin. By believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, there are also thoughts of the Spirit. Therefore, a born-again person must know what is inside them. There are thoughts of the flesh, and there are thoughts of the Spirit. The flesh tries to follow the law of sin, and the Spirit delights in the law of God. If one does not know these two things accurately, one cannot lead a proper life of faith. God first gave us the law. The law is God's command that reveals our sins. And God gave us the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is the gospel that Jesus Christ saved us by taking on all our sins, by being baptized by John the Baptist, receiving the judgment of those sins on the cross, and living again from among the dead. The person who believes the word of this gospel of the water and the Spirit in their heart is a person who has escaped from the condemnation of the law and received the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we must now live following the law of the Spirit, not the law of the flesh. The law is not sin. The Apostle Paul says, "Is the law sin?" Certainly not. Romans chapter 7, verse 7. The law is not sin. God's commandment is not wrong. The law is holy, righteous, and good. The law given by God informs us what sin is. If the law had not said, "You shall not covet," we would not have known that covetousness is a sin. Therefore, the function of the law is to reveal sin. The law cannot wash us from sin, but it accurately shows the fact that we are sinners. Through God's command, we see our own reality. I am a sinner before God. I am a person who cannot live according to God's word. I am a person who cannot become righteous by my own strength. We come to know this. If there had been no law of God, a person would not have known their own sin. They would not have known that there is covetousness, hatred, lust, pride, falsehood, and a mind that rebels against God in their heart. However, when the law came, sin was revealed. Therefore, the law is not evil. The problem is not the law, but our flesh. The law is good, but our flesh was sold under sin. The law is spiritual, but a person's flesh does not have the ability to keep that law. When the commandment came, sin came alive, and I died. The Apostle Paul says, "But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died." Romans chapter 7, verse 9. When a person does not know God's law, they consider themselves a decent person. I live more kindly than others. I have not committed great sins. I live conscientiously. They think like this. However, when God's commandment shines into the heart, that person's sin is revealed. When God says, "You shall not covet," the covetousness inside a person is revealed. When he says, "You shall not commit adultery," the lust in the heart is revealed. When he says, "You shall not murder," hatred and anger are revealed. When he says, "You shall not steal," the falsehood in the heart is revealed. So when the commandment comes, sin comes alive. Sin did not newly appear. The sin that was originally inside a person is revealed before the law. Just as dust is not seen even if a dark room is full of it, but the dust is seen when light enters. When the light of God's law enters, the sin in the heart is revealed. At that time, the person dies. I am a person who cannot live. I have no choice but to receive God's judgment. I am a dead person before God's law. They realize this. This is the role of the law. Therefore, the law seems like a commandment that will lead to life. But to a sinner, it rather becomes something that leads to death. Because a sinner cannot keep that commandment. The flesh is sold under sin. The Apostle Paul confesses, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin." Romans chapter 7, verse 14. This is the reality of human beings. A person's flesh is sold under sin. A person born as a descendant of Adam is born as a seed of sin. They do not become sinners by learning sin, but they commit sin because they are born as a seed of sinners. Flowers also have seeds, and trees also have seeds. A rose blooms according to the seed of a rose, and a pumpkin bears fruit according to the seed of a pumpkin. It is the same for people. A person born as a descendant of Adam commits sin because they are born as a seed of sin. There is a sinful nature in the heart. There is covetousness, lust, pride, hatred, falsehood, jealousy, strife, and a mind that rebels against God. Therefore, a person without the Holy Spirit cannot do good with their own flesh. They can have the thought of wanting to live kindly. However, they do not have the ability to do good, even if they think with their mind that God's law is right. The flesh follows the law of sin. The Apostle Paul knew this too well. "For what I will to do, that I do not practice, but what I hate, that I do." Romans chapter 7, verse 15. A person's flesh is like that. They want good, but cannot do good. And they hate evil, but instead do that evil. This is the reality of a human without the Holy Spirit. Nothing good dwells in the flesh. The Apostle Paul says again, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells." Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Everyone, you must know this word clearly. Nothing good dwells in our flesh. Not to mention the flesh of a person who is not born again. Even for a born-again person, the flesh itself has not changed to be good. The flesh is still the flesh. We must not think that we can do good with the flesh. The flesh is a tool. If we present this tool to sin, it becomes an instrument of sin. And if we present it to God, it becomes an instrument of righteousness. However, the flesh itself is not good. A person without the Holy Spirit cannot practice God's righteousness with their own flesh. No matter how many good deeds they do, it cannot become true righteousness before God. Helping people without the gospel, putting forward one's own righteousness, and trying to look like a good person can become hypocrisy. True goodness is solving a person's sin problem. It is saving a soul. It is making a sinner into a righteous person by preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, a person absolutely needs a Savior, because one cannot do good with the flesh, and one cannot wash away sin with the law. Jesus Christ is needed. Only Jesus Christ delivers us from this body of death. The Apostle Paul sighs, O wretched man that I am! Who will deliver me from this body of death? This confession shows human despair. When a person looks at their own flesh, they have no choice but to despair. They want good, but cannot do good. And they hate sin, but commit sin. Even knowing that God's law is good, they do not have the ability to live according to that law. So they come to sigh, Who will deliver me from this body of death? However, the Apostle Paul says immediately, I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who delivered us from this body of death. It is Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth. He took on all our sins by being baptized by John the Baptist. He received the judgment of those sins on the cross. He gave us new life by living again from among the dead. Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection saved us. This is God's righteousness. This is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The person who believes this is liberated from sin. They receive salvation from the wrath of the law. They receive the Holy Spirit. They become a child of God. Therefore, we must thank God through Jesus Christ. If we look at our flesh, it is despair. But if we look at Jesus Christ, it is thanksgiving. If we look at our deeds, it is condemnation. But if we look at Jesus, righteousness, it is salvation. There are two laws inside a born-again person. There are actually two flows inside a person who has received the removal of sin. One is the law of the flesh, and the other is the law of the Spirit. The flesh tries to serve the law of sin, and the Spirit delights in the law of God. The Apostle Paul says, For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Romans chapter 7, verses 22 through 23. The Holy Spirit is in a born-again person, so the inner person delights in the law of God. They want to follow God's will. They want to serve the gospel. They want to do righteous things. They want to love God, love souls, and preach the gospel. However, at the same time, there is the flesh. The flesh tries to follow the law of sin. It wants comfortable things, wants its own desires, wants the world, and wants to live self-centeredly. So there is a fight inside a born-again person. The desires of the Spirit and the desires of the flesh oppose each other. One must not consider this fight strange. Because a born-again person also has the flesh, there is this kind of fight. The important thing is which side to follow. If one follows the flesh, one comes to serve the law of sin, and if one follows the Spirit, one comes to serve the law of God. A person without the Holy Spirit cannot do good. A person who has not believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit does not have the Holy Spirit in their heart. No matter how much a person without the Holy Spirit says they believe in Jesus, and no matter how much they try to live kindly, they cannot do true good before God, because there is no Spirit of God inside them. A person without the Holy Spirit lives only with the thoughts of the flesh. The thoughts of the flesh become an enemy to God. The flesh does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. So a person without the Holy Spirit eventually follows the desires of their own flesh. The reason why many people today say they believe in Jesus, but fail to become the light of the world and instead receive criticism from worldly people, is here. It is because they have not been born again by the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because sin remains as it is in their heart, and they do not have the Holy Spirit, they do not have the ability to do God's righteousness. Therefore, a person must absolutely believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. They must believe the fact that Jesus took on their sins through baptism, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give new life. Only then can they receive the Holy Spirit and do God's work. A person with the Holy Spirit can serve the word of the gospel of God's righteousness. However, a person who has received removal of sin is different. The Holy Spirit is inside a person who has received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit causes us to delight in the law of God. The Holy Spirit gives us faith. The Holy Spirit causes us to submit to God's will. The Holy Spirit causes us to serve righteousness. Of course, our flesh still wants to serve the law of sin. However, now we are not slaves of the flesh. Because Jesus Christ took on our sins and caused our old self to die, we have been liberated from being slaves of sin. Now the Holy Spirit is inside us, so we can follow the Holy Spirit. If we unite with the church, listen to the word, and serve the work of the gospel, the Holy Spirit holds us. No matter how weak our flesh is, the Holy Spirit uses us for God's work. He causes us to preach the gospel, causes us to love souls, and causes us to serve God's righteousness. Therefore, a person who has received the removal of sin must not be discouraged by looking only at their own flesh. My flesh is weak. There is nothing good in my flesh. However, the Holy Spirit is inside me. The Holy Spirit leads me to God's work. One must believe like this. The flesh must be made to submit with a heart of faith. The Apostle Paul said he strikes his body and makes it submit. Why is that? Because if the flesh is left as it is, it tries to follow the law of sin. The flesh does not delight in God's law by itself. The flesh wants a comfortable path, wants its own desires, and wants the world. Therefore, we must not trust the flesh. We must not expect that the flesh can do good things. The flesh must be offered to God. We must offer our bodies to God as instruments of righteousness. It cannot be done alone. One must not think that they can follow the Lord well individually. If the flesh is alone, it quickly goes the way it wants. So we must unite with the church. We must be in the place where God's word is. We must serve the work of the gospel inside the church that receives the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If we unite with the church and serve the gospel, our flesh is offered to God. Our time, body, and mind are offered to the work of the gospel. Then the Holy Spirit holds us and causes us to live as the light and salt of the world. The law has been fulfilled, and we fulfill the law with love. Jesus Christ is the fulfiller of the law. Jesus took on all our sins by being baptized, and by receiving the judgment of those sins on the cross. He completely paid the price of sin demanded by the law. And he resurrected, and gave us the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we are not people who abolish the law. Rather, we are people who believe that the requirement of the law has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We are now not people who live in fear, bound by literal provisions of the law, but people who love God and love our neighbors in the Holy Spirit. If the law is summarized into two things, it is loving God and loving one's neighbor. A person who has received the removal of sin loves God. They love the work of the gospel that pleases God. They also love souls. So they preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to them. This is the life that fulfills God's law. We do not keep the law with the flesh. We love God with the Holy Spirit. And we love our neighbors with the gospel. This is the life of living according to the law of the Spirit. We must live following the law of the Spirit. Beloved everyone, we have seen the law of the flesh and the law of the Spirit through today's word. The law is not sin. The law is holy, righteous, and good. However, the law only reveals our sin. It cannot save us from sin. The flesh is sold under sin. And nothing good dwells in the flesh. Therefore, a person absolutely needs Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ became our Savior. Jesus took on all our sins by being baptized by John the Baptist, judged our sins by dying on the cross, and gave us new life by resurrecting. Therefore, we must thank God through Jesus Christ. Now the Holy Spirit is inside us, who believe the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Our flesh still tries to serve the law of sin, but our inner person delights in the law of God. Therefore, we must not trust the flesh, but follow the Holy Spirit. We must offer our bodies to God, unite with the church, and serve the work of the gospel. One cannot overcome the flesh alone. However, if we receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if we abide in God's word, and if we serve the gospel together with the church, we can bear the fruit of righteousness. We can live as the light and salt of the world. We can live a life of loving God and loving souls. I hope that all of us become saints who clearly know the law of our own flesh, believe the law of the Holy Spirit inside us, and thank God and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Let us not serve the law of sin by following the flesh, but let us delight in the law of God by following the Holy Spirit, and let us live as instruments of righteousness, preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Amen.